Welcome to AUSA's Army Matters podcast. This is Soldier Today podcast with SMA retired Ken Preston and co-host Command Sergeant Major retired Troy Welch.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sergeant Major of the Army retired Ken Preston, and welcome to this edition of Soldier Today podcast. Our newest discussion topic is the Army's new combat fitness test. Why now? So the Army's three-event physical fitness test has been the yardstick to measure fitness for almost 40 years. Now the Army is testing and planning to implement a new Army Combat Fitness Test, or ACFT, and it's based on six different events. Now we have watched the Army Combat Fitness Test under design now for more than a year. Lots of talk and discussion about the six events in the news, on social media, and in the public eye. We have seen photos of soldiers performing the events. We have seen demonstrations of the Army Combat Fitness Test during the 2018 Best Warrior Competition. And there are selected units now across all three components of the Army, the regular Army, the Army National Guard, and the Army Reserve, who are testing the events. Lots of discussion, lots of planning, and most importantly, lots of feedback from soldiers who will perform the tests that will ultimately impact their careers positively or negatively based on performance. So this is a great subject to discuss, and the best person to have this discussion with here in our studio is the Sergeant Major of the Army, Daniel A. Daly. SMA, welcome back to Soldier Today podcast.
Ken, thanks. It's always a great experience to come and talk to you about the emerging topics in the Army, and this is an important one, and people are listening.
Yeah, well, SMA, thanks. And you know, you have been an advocate for changing the Army's physical fitness test to something different. Now, you and I both grew up in the Army during the three-event PT test, and we've been doing it now for a long time. You know, the APFT has been our go-to event. And I know you have taken the new Army Combat Fitness Test, and you know the science behind the six events and what this test will mean for soldiers, their leadership, and ultimately the readiness of our units across the total force. So for our listeners, I would like to start with the why now question. Why does the Army need a new fitness test?
That's a fair question, Ken, and a good one to start with, because there's an explanation for this. I promise there's a reason why we're doing this. Well, first, I'd like to start off with the fact that the current PT test is not broken. It's not. It does exactly what it's designed to do, and that's give a general level of fitness based upon your gender and age, and it measures three components. It meets the DoD requirement, but that's not enough. Why? Readiness. We got to increase the readiness of our soldiers all across the Army. And we can't do that with our current physical fitness assessment. So we need a new physical fitness assessment that directly correlates to the tough, rigorous tasks that soldiers have to do on the battlefield. That's why.
Okay. So, you know, we talked about, the three-event PT test, that it's really just it's a measurement tool for a commander and a first sergeant, because it's really a commander's program. Yeah. Executed by the company troop battery commanders out there. And how do you see them, those commanders at that level, using now in place of the APFT, you know, the new Army Combat Fitness Test?
Well, they're going to be using it to their advantage, because it's going to give them a better assessment, an overall assessment of the level of fitness of each of their soldiers. So as I mentioned before, the current APFT measures three components. Some will argue maybe even only two. But the new ACFT is going to measure 10 components of fitness.
10. Wow, that's huge. Okay, so with the three-event PT tests, how do you see this, the new Army Combat Fitness Test, how do you see it improving overall lethality of the force?
Well, that's a great question. And it goes back to the development of the new ACFT. We knew that the current PT test didn't meet all the components of fitness that we needed to assess. So where do we start? We looked at what the soldiers need to do on the battlefield to accomplish their mission. And we took 31 highly physically demanding tasks out of those total number of tasks, and we assessed them, looked at them at time, and we developed the ACFT as a result of it.
Yeah, so now one of the things too that I've heard you talk about is being deployable. I mean, obviously, you know, the Secretary of Defense, the Chief of Staff of the Army, General Milley, you have been very focused on deployability. How do you see this impacting the deployability of our soldiers out there?
Well, one of the things that we're looking at right now is not just implementing new exercises, but changing the ACFT policy. So you're right, Ken. We've got to improve deployability. I mean, you know, every soldier, in my mind, needs to be ready to fight and win. That's what we do. That's what soldiers are here to do. And we got to get the maximum number of soldiers ready to fight and win our nation's wars and be deployable. The ACFT is going to help us do that.
Yeah, so you mentioned maximum number of soldiers. Now, the Army is increasing its end strength. So how will changing fitness standards, you know, affect this?
Yeah, well, all soldiers need to be highly qualified and physically fit, mentally tough and able to deploy and fight and win in a decisively on the future battlefield. We know that. But the ACFT promises to improve the quality and performance of our soldiers. We know that by measuring 10 components of fitness versus 3, we're going to get a better product.
Yeah, so now the Army Combat Fitness Test has, you know, we've been working on this for a while. Obviously, there's a lot of science that went into it long before, you know, we heard about it out in the public eye. So how was the Army Combat Fitness Test created?
Well, it wasn't done by a group of grumpy old sergeant majors in a room, I can tell you that, Ken. It was, as you said, a lot of very smart people. A combination of TRADOC and MEDCOM and USARIM and organizations across the Army going out to formations and seeing what they do and evaluating their performance and testing them, and then doing prototype testing with organizations after we came up with the first set of events and then tuning those. And it's still continuing today. Yeah. So the ACFT in its current form is set, but as you mentioned earlier, we're going to test it for about a year.
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned about MEDCOM and, you know, mm-hmm. kind of the medical side of the Army looking at this thing. So obviously it's, you know, one of those things also tied into readiness, deployability, and injury prevention.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this new test was looked at that while it was being built. So we had the specialists looking and making sure that we're not hurting soldiers as we're training and assessing their physical ability. So the ACFT has a lot of that work incorporated into it.
Okay, so let's talk about now the combat fitness test itself, the 6 events. Can you talk a little bit about some of those? And, you know, of course, I had the opportunity to watch our best warriors in this year's competition actually execute the Army Combat Fitness Test, and I was actually very, very impressed. And but I'm interested just to kind of hear your thoughts first, and we'll just take it from there.
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, there are six events to this new test. It went from 3 to 6. The first one, a 3-repetition maximum deadlift. That's for muscular strength, and it mimics the movements to safely and effectively lift and carry heavy loads, like when you're carrying a litter.
Yeah. Now, and with that deadlift, and for our listeners out there, you know, as I watched that event, and I think that, you know, for those out there that are watching it in the media, it's a special kind of bar that you use for the deadlift. I mean, you stand in the middle of the bar.
That's right. You stand in the middle of the bar, and that bar is actually what we talked about earlier, designed to make sure you reduce injury.
Yep. Yeah. So, and of course, it's also based on points. I mean, there's a point scale out there based on performance, and I guess it's not necessarily like a 1-lift maximum deadlift because you have to do 3.
That's right.
Yeah. So what about the second event?
The second one is a standing power throw, and that measures upper and lower body muscular power, balance, and whole body flexibility.
Yeah. How medicine ball? How heavy is the medicine ball?
It's a 10-pound medicine ball. Yeah. So, but don't be fooled by that thing. When I was taking the ACFT, that was the one I had the most trouble with because there's a lot of technique involved in that.
Sure, I bet. And I watched down there too for some of the competitors who had never had the opportunity to do the ACFT. It's really about timing where you release the ball. It's really getting all the muscles in your body involved to be able to launch that as far as you can.
Yeah, don't expect to show up the first day and throw that the first time and do well. You're going to have to practice that one.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting you said that too, because that's one of the things that was probably my biggest takeaway from watching the best warriors do that competition was that, you know, this is not something that you could go out and just do, you know, the 3 events, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, and a 2-mile run. And then when the PT test comes due, go out and take this Army Combat Fitness Test and expect to pass or do well.
Absolutely not. And that's the intent. I mean, we want to drive fitness. You got to get people to do it, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And of course, if they follow, you know, the fitness that's outlined in the fitness manual and the direction now that the Army's gone, that will definitely have an impact on their performance on this ACFT.
Yeah. It's only the most important thing you can do every day.
Absolutely. Might not be the most important, but it's the most important thing you do every day.
Every day. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So what about the third event?
What's the third event is the hand release push-up. Now, this is different from the one we do now. We call this an unloaded push-up. So you have to come down, rest on the ground, lift your hands off the ground, and then push back up again.
Yeah, so if you did that on a three event, you'd be disqualified.
That's right. In the old rules, they tell you to get up and get in the back of the line.
Go back of the line.
If you did
right.
more repetitions, more than 10, they tell you to stop. But with this one, it's specifically designed to do that. And again, much different. You got to get down there and do it, because when you unload that muscle group, your muscle failure happens a lot faster than when you just kept doing repetitions.
Right. Yeah. And I noticed that too. Now, I've also watched some of the testing out there in the field, and I know that there's, two methods now for the release part of it. Lifting your hands straight up off the ground or putting your arms out to the side. And I guess all that feedback will come from the testing.
Absolutely. It's that 60 battalions we have across all three components, as you mentioned, for the next year. That's the kind of feedback we're looking from them.
Yeah. So all three components. So that's regular Army, Army National Guard, and Army Reserve.
That's right.
That's amazing. So I'm looking forward to the feedback. So that's three events. Well, what's the fourth event?
Well, it's a 50-meter sprint, drag, and carry. And that measures muscular strength, power, speed, and reaction time.
Okay. So obviously it's a sprint. So this is a timed event.
For distance.
Sprint
back and forth. And then in between that, then you have to drag weight on a sled with weights on it for distance. Yeah. And then do a carry with 40-pound dumbbells in each hand.
Yeah. Now, the weight on the sled, is it the same for everybody?
Yes, it is. It's a 90-pound sled.
90 pounds. And that's really replicating, pulling an injured comrade out of harm's way?
Absolutely.
As I watched it? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about the next one?
Well, this one happens to be my favorite. It's called the leg tuck. And you got to pull yourself slightly up on a pull-up bar with hands crossed from left to right, and then bring your knees up to your elbows. So as you're tucking up, I'll tell you another one. Don't try it the first time for the test. You might want to get out there and practice
right.
this one.
Yeah, well, I've been working on it too, because I still get the opportunity to do PT once in a while with different units out there, and I was looking just to kind of assess myself. And I know for me to get 100 points, I'd have to do 20 of those. And so I can see where it's one of those things you have to train to, reach that level of performance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the last event?
Number six, an oldie, but a goodie. So it was such much favor that we brought it back, the 2-mile run, Ken. That's right. So you still got to get out there and do that cardio every day. And everybody knows what that measures. Same standards, same distance, same type of event that it was before in the old physical fitness test, the new ACFT. And this is important. It measures the cardiovascular endurance of our soldiers. And that's what they need to go the distance on the battlefield.
Yeah, because a lot of people ask that question too, is, they've never had to run 2 miles in a combat zone. But it really has to do with elevating the heart rate and keeping it there for a period of time.
Absolutely. It's the science behind it. And, we worked very hard with the specialists and all this, and the doctors and all those. And it's an event you can't get away from. You have to measure this component of the fitness, and there's no better way to do it than to run.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, that I noticed was the cumulative impact of doing all six events, because they all had to be completed within a certain time standard.
That's right. The old PT test allowed you 10 minutes between events, not with this new one. It's going to be continuous, and that's tough.
Okay. What about, what was the impact on the other services? Did they have any input on, our design of this fitness test and the direction that we're going now for the future?
Absolutely. And, the other services helped us greatly. When we started this analysis, we worked hand in hand with the Marine Corps, the Navy, and the Air Force. We took a look at their sessions and actually took a lot of great feedback from them and incorporated things from, I'd say, probably each one of the services in one way, shape, or form.
Okay. And as I look to the future, I mean, for those soldiers out there that are going to have to take this Army Combat Fitness test, what's the timeline that you're looking for? Is this like twice a year or four times a year, two graded? I mean, that's kind of the standard for the three event that we kind of grew up with.
Yeah, that's right. And these are some things that we're looking at now. We're going to take feedback from the field as they pilot this across the Army. But I think that what we have now with regards to the frequency is probably what you're going to see in the future. But stay tuned on that one. We got some decisions to make. We got to get some feedback out from the units. But I don't think you're going to see too much tweaking of that. I think that every 6 months, no later than 8 months standard, will probably be close to where we're going to be in the end.
Yeah. So now what about different occupational specialties? Are there are there tiers to how this test is graded, and of course the impact on those soldiers out there in different MOSs?
Yep, for the pilot there are. This is part of what we want to be informed. The chief and the secretary want to be informed on, you know, what those tiers are and what the grading standards are. So as I mentioned before, the six events and the fact that it's gender neutral and age neutral is here to stay, but we're looking for feedback on implementation standards and the different levels that everybody has to achieve.
Yeah. Now the whole process, you know, started 1 October 2018. Mm-hmm. When does the pilot test period kind of end?
Well, 1 year. So the chief staff of the Army said 1 October we start a pilot. Each one of those units out there that's been designated as a pilot battalion has been issued their equipment, and they're in full swing testing the ACFT.
That's great. Oh, and I know that you know, with the pilot going on, war changes predominantly are going to come. And you know, SMA, I just want to say thanks very much for coming into the studio today to really kind of talk about it and give our listeners out there some insight into the new Army Combat Fitness Test and, of course, the impact that it's going to have on them. And of course, to answer the question, why? And I think that, you know, you really did that very, very well. And I just want to say thanks for your leadership and all that you continue to do for our Army and our nation.
Well, thank you, Ken. And another great opportunity. I'm looking forward for that next subject for us to talk about.
Absolutely. And, you know, for all of our listeners out there, thanks very much for joining in. And we'll see you all on the high ground out there. Be safe and Army strong.
Army strong.
Be sure to subscribe to Army Matters Podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. Keep it locked here for all Army Matters and for next week's episode with Army Real Talk. Have a great Army Day. Hooah. AUSA is the U.S. Army's professional association, a voice for the Army and support for the soldier. For more information about AUSA or to become a member, visit AUSA.org.